Hey, sweetie.
It's just me. I know you said you wanted to be alone tonight, but I'd like to have a talk if that's okay. May I? Thank you, honey. Oh, my sweet boy. I'm so sorry you had your feelings hurt. This whole video fiasco has really gotten under your skin. Of course I saw it. Your father and I had to see what the situation was really about. I would be an awful mother if I didn't do everything in my power to make sure you're okay. Which is why I wanted to talk to you about the incident. It's not easy getting rejected. Especially so brutally and publicly. That was really unfair. You worked up the courage to ask that girl out, and that really takes a lot. I'm proud of you for that. A lot of young men your age would be petrified to ask a girl like that out. She is very pretty. Quite a gorgeous girl. Someone that good-looking. She has the pick of the litter, so to speak. But for her to say such nasty things about you, that your penis is too small for her? That's just cruel, yelling that you have a micro-penis, and in front of so many others. You must feel worthless. But mommy's here to make you feel better, I promise. Your father and I have been discussing how best to approach this. We had a feeling this day might come. That you would get rejected due to your small penis. It's something your father had to deal with for many years before he met me. He went through numerous rejections, some just as bad as yours. It's not easy having a micro penis, not with all the pornography available online. There's such a cultural fixation on large penises that I'll never quite understand. It really has been cemented that bigger is better. And I need you to know that it's not always the case. Look at me and your father. He's gone his entire life with a pitiful excuse for a penis. And he still leads a happy life. Because he has me. And you have me too. I've grown to love small ones. So much so that I couldn't possibly go back to anything larger. Yes, sweetie. You have me. In every way. We, your father and I, talked at length about what we can do to get you out of this slump. And seeing as it's Valentine's Day, I know the pain is extra potent. So, we decided it would be good if I helped you, if I took care of you, so to speak. Your sexual needs, I mean. Until you can find a woman who's willing to put up with a very small penis, because it may take a while for you to find someone like that. And in the meantime, it's not healthy for you to be neglected. It pains me greatly that you've been cooped up in here feeling sorry for yourself. Every man should feel desired by a woman at some point in his life, if that's what he yearns for. And I'll make sure you want for naught when it comes to anything in life. Anything. Yes, sweetie. Even sex. You look shocked. I know. But it's important to me that you feel desired and taken care of. And I'm used to handling a much smaller than average penis. I've become somewhat of a pro. It could be years until a woman is willing to pleasure you like I can. We've talked at length about this very situation. How we might explain that just because you're small doesn't mean you'll never find someone. And this recent rejection has opened that door. So, what do you think? Will you let mommy help out? You don't have to be nervous around me, my dear. Like I said, I'm quite used to it. And the idea of receiving pleasure from me is intriguing, no? Good. So it's a deal then? Yes. I mean, we can get started right now, honey. Only if you want to. And look, I know it's hard to expose yourself, so how about this? We can both take our clothes off at the same time. Maybe we'll face away from each other. That way there's less pressure. Then we can count to three and turn around. Would that be helpful? Okay, great. Oh, sweetie, I'm so happy to help. Are you ready? Perfect. I'll take off everything, even my bra and panties. You take everything off too, okay? Are you ready? Okay, I'll count down. At three, we'll turn. One, two, three. Oh, honey. No, it's nothing. You're fine. It's just, sweetie, you're not small. Wait, I'm, so flustered. I was expecting you to have a much smaller penis. Well, obviously that girl who made fun of you had no idea what she was talking about. It's completely average-sized. Oh, this really does change things, sweetie. First of all, you can never tell your father. No, never. He cannot know your penis is much bigger than his. This would devastate him entirely. We always just assumed. Oh, sweetie. It's rather large in comparison. I haven't seen one this size in many, many years. I just need a moment to, compose myself. If I take you inside of me, I'll surely feel stretched out to your father, and then he might think I've been having an affair. Oh, trust me, he can tell. That's how small it is, and why he can never, ever know about this. Regardless, I think we should still go through with our deal. Yes, of course. The experience will help you in any case. Don't you want to know your way around a woman's body by the time you find a girlfriend? Plus, if we don't have sex, your father will start asking questions, and we absolutely must. You don't understand. I wasn't prepared for this wonderful revelation. Oh, sweetie, this is a delight. But it will be our secret, right? Good. Let's see. Where to start? How about you have a seat on the edge of the bed and Mommy will get down on her knees? Some women like to tease a little bit at first. I'll show you how I do it. Or at least how I would do it if your father had a dick like this. Seeing as his is so tiny, I can never actually perform hand jobs on him. It would be an honor if you'd let me show you. Oh, wonderful. Okay, sweetie. Part your legs. I'll kneel down on the carpet and get started. I can see you're already getting hard. Oh my. I can't believe how much bigger it's getting. The more aroused you get, the more blood flows into it, and the more I... It's That's amazing. I can actually wrap my fingers around it. You know, your father's just doesn't stand up like this. If I were to manually stimulate him, I can only use my two fingers. But you... I can stroke yours properly. How's that feel, sweetie? Of course you can do this to yourself anytime you like, but it does feel extra nice when someone else does it, right? Oh. Now, not all women are like mommy, but I need to prepare you for anything. Some women will like it if you slap them with your penis. Just gently tap it on mommy's ample breasts. Very good. Oh, that's very good. No, this is not something your father and I discussed, but I think it's necessary. Things have changed given your size. I'll have to treat you much differently. Oh, goodness, no. He's never touched my breasts with his... penis. It would be downright embarrassing for both of us. But you... Well, like I said, some women might want this. To have your dick making their tits bounce. It's a nice form of nipple stimulation. I'd like to stroke it just a bit longer before we move on to what's next. Ah, there you go, sweetie. Yes. Oh, I know it feels good. What's next? You're eager, aren't you? That's okay. It's natural. Well, typically, after a good amount of teasing and stroking, a woman might be inclined to take your cock in her mouth. So, that's exactly what I'm going to do. But I'll take it slow. Some women might go straight for it, taking you right down. But mommy likes to savor it. I mean, well, not that I've had much to savor, but given the circumstances, I'll kiss and lick it until you're throbbing. A penis like this deserves extra special attention, because you're my good boy, of course. Oh. You're doing very well. I can't believe how much bigger your balls are than your father's. You actually have something for me to lick. This is amazing. There's so much more to taste. Are you ready to feel yourself fully engulfed in mommy's mouth? It will be your first time feeling it, and my first time in a long, long while having something other than your dad's little nub in my mouth. Here I go. Oh. How's that feel, honey? Watch me. Don't close your eyes. Keep looking at how I play with my tits while I suck you. You can always tell a woman is enjoying it if she's touching herself too. I need to taste more, sweetie. Are you okay with mommy sucking your dick a bit more? I wouldn't want you to come before I get the chance to teach you more. Yes? You can handle it? Great. Because I've been hungry for something like this for so long. Your father. He's coming up the stairs. Quickly, we have to hide your penis. He can't see. Lean back, sweetie. Mommy's gonna take it in her pussy right now. Hurry. Hold it up for me. Oh, sweetie. The feeling. Oh, God, yes. Oh, honey, I wasn't expecting you to come check on us. Well, as you can see, he agreed to let me help him. Fuck. No, it's just, he's doing well, despite how little he is. Oh, yes, just like you, honey. I'm getting just as much pleasure as I usually do from such a small penis. What do you mean I'm moaning more than normal? Honey, I have to put on a show for our son, just how I do for you. And you know how much it drives me crazy to smother a tiny dick. Oh, it barely goes in. Yes. Oh. Yes, honey. Oh, yes. I mean, yes, I think. What I should do is stay with him tonight. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'll stay in here to comfort him. After all, he's been so depressed. And I want to be a good mom. The best mommy I can be. That's good. No, I mean, you're doing good. Of course I didn't come. Oh, honey, you of all people know I can never come from penetration. It certainly doesn't reach deep enough in my pussy to make me have a nice, satisfying orgasm. So don't you worry. There's no way his penis can stroke my G-spot over and over. It's just not possible. Now, if you please, we have a lot of work to do. I'll see you tomorrow, honey. Please don't interrupt us again. Oh, nonsense. Our son needs me. I know it's Valentine's Day, but I think it's more important that I take care of his tiny penis. Yes. Yes. Thank you for understanding. Bye, honey. Oh, I thought he would never leave. Oh, finally. God, yes. Give me that cock as hard as you can, sweetie. Oh, slam up into mommy's pussy. Fuck me hard. Oh, oh, I never thought this would happen again. I've missed this. Oh, feeling full. Oh, it's so good. Your dick is massive compared to your father's. Oh, you've unlocked something in mommy I almost forgot was there. Oh, oh, so deep. Oh, oh, mm, oh, oh, mm, oh, yes. Oh, I need you now. You understand? I need this. You must not tell your father your penis is bigger and that I prefer feeling you inside me now. Oh, don't tell anyone about what you're doing with mommy, ever. Promise me, sweetie. Promise me you'll keep our secret. If we can keep this under wraps. Mommy can come in here and we can have sex all the time. I can take care of you and you can take care of me, right? Yes, sweetie. Oh, I love it. Oh, give it to me. I need to be satisfied. Harder, sweetie. Faster. Oh, 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 yeah. I need you to come so deep in my pussy. Fuck me so good. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, your father's gonna hear me orgasm. Oh, pass me that pillow, sweetie. Right now. Yes. Perfect. Oh, now pound it. Pound your dick into mommy's cunt. Fuck me as hard as you can. Spasming so hard. Wow, you really made me come. I think that was the best orgasm I've ever had. Oh, sweetie, I'm so glad we decided to do this. You satisfied mommy's pussy so well. Oh, I have an idea. Let me get up and grab the sexy lingerie I was gonna wear for your father tonight. I think you deserve to see me in it instead. I think you'll love it, especially if you enjoy seeing my tits on full display. Yeah? Does that sound good to you, my darling? Would you like to fuck mommy's pussy all night and be my Valentine? Okay, sweetie. I'll be right back. And if your father tries to come back in, make sure to hide your cock. Nobody can know. Oh, I can't wait, sweetie. Happy Valentine's Day to us.